Listen, Jim, disappointment last week. You were looking for a bounce back. Last week you felt that some of the stuff that Donegal was doing just wasn't right, but it seemed to all click there today, and you got the response, I'm sure, from the group that you wanted.
Well, listen, there was a very tough battle there for a long time, but they responded really well to everything that was fired at them, and we found that rhythm that we were looking for last week that wasn't there, too many unforced errors, you know, bad decision making. But no, listen, very, very happy, first and foremost, to get points on the board. It was a very, very important game for us from that point of view. Everybody's on 2 points now, and we'll see how it goes for the next game.
Yeah. Was it hard to get a rhythm going in the first half? Things seemed to liven up there and get feisty towards the end of the first half, and maybe that give you that bit of extra edge then heading into the second half?
Possibly. Listen, these games are never over anyway. It petered out there, which was very, very unusual considering that Cavan had the wind in the second half. We were expecting that the battle that started in the first half would continue on into the second half longer. But, they did very well to get the goal just on the stroke of half time, and that settled everybody, I think, and allowed us to play the football that we want to play, and there was loads of running in them in the second half, good decisions, people stretching the game, and got a lot of scores on the board.
Something Cavan couldn't handle was the sheer pace that Donegal brought in that second half, particularly in the likes of Shane, Connor and Kieran Moore there.
No, listen, Shane had a really good game. I think probably got maybe four from play there, you know, and he didn't get any the last day. Michael Langan got, I don't know what he got the last day, and he didn't get any. So that's the way it worked. You know, you want people to step up, but I think we only ended up with five scorers last week, and it's probably
12
closer
today.
12. So that makes a huge difference. That's probably one of the biggest positives from the game.
There was a lot going on there towards the end of the first half, and you spoke to officials and you went to see Raymond Galligan as well. What was actually going on there at the time?
How long have you got, Dodger? We were frustrated with some of the calls. We were trying to talk to the officials. We weren't getting very far. In fairness, Sean Hurston, second half, he was brilliant. He was chatting us the whole way through, and you're trying to bring the attention of things that are going on in the game. There was a couple instances where we were on the transition, and those transitional moments were pulled. If there's a conversation to be had, can we not let us have the transition and then have the conversation? So there was two or three things like that there where there was crucial moments almost in the game at that moment in time, and we had done really well to get ourselves into a position where we could actually really, really get at them, and those moments were taken away from us, so that was very frustrating.
Yeah, and listen, the group was very heightened going into the changing room at half time. So what did you say to them to sort of calm them down and get them into that mode that you've seen that they went into at the start of the second half?
Just focus on what's important, like that's the bottom line, and that's the same every day. You've got to focus on what's important, and we started to turn the screw in that regard, and then it's just a matter of keeping that going and keeping everybody in the right moment, and obviously the bench as well had a huge impact. Yeah. We had really good legs off the bench, good energy, and the score forward heavily as well, so that's a big plus.
Yeah. So the next day now you've got Mayo, obviously coming up. I'm sure you watched them last night, not one against Tyrone, but this will give you confidence now going into that.
No, that's
game, what you wanted.
No, definitely, it's a huge game, absolutely huge game. It's going to be a huge game anyway. Yeah. But they put a brilliant performance in last night. Really stepped to Tyrone, asked a lot of questions off them, and took the game to them. And particularly in the first half, like their energy levels were serious. You know, so they didn't allow Tyrone probably to get into that rhythm that they can be so dangerous in. So yeah, we know what's coming down the track. Both teams have a fortnight now to prepare, and we'll just have to get ready for that.
Even if you won that game, it doesn't assure you of top spot. So do you have to think of that situation, because you're going to have an extra game thrown in as well, possibly, if you are going to make a quarter final?
No, we won't be thinking about that. No, we'll just focus on the game, get ready for the game, get ready to prepare for a really good side that's going to ask a lot of questions, and we have to bring that level today. We've got to bring that to the game if we have any chance of winning.
Well done today.
Thank you.